So sometimes it's obvious that we need to deal with our attachment. Now, if we have a lot of pain, you know, from loss, for example, sometimes if we have issues with addictions or food cravings and so forth, sometimes it's obvious. Most of the time with attachment, it's not obvious. It's not obvious. We're always thinking, if I can just get there, then I'll be happy. If I can, it's this feeling of anticipation. And again, some people will say, well, hang on a sec, don't get rid of my anticipation. Anticipation is the best bit. Anticipation, that's great. Is it? Is it really? Let's say I'll take each of you to your favorite restaurant. I say, it's on me. It's on me. Order whatever you like. And you, oh, fantastic. And look at the menu. And you're full of anticipation. This is great. I'm loving this. And you're reading the descriptions. And maybe you get one of the waiting staff home and say, tell me about this. And they're telling you how delicious it is. Oh, you're salivating. It's fantastic. Just wonderful. And you order it. This is so good. And you're just waiting. And you can hear sizzling in the kitchen. And I say, okay, great. We're done. We're going home now. What? Well, you had the anticipation. That was the best bit. We don't want to go downhill, had the anticipation, but the anticipation is not the best bit, is it? So we want peace, don't we? A mind that isn't being pulled. Like, what does attachment feel like? It feels a little bit like we're going, I don't know if you've had this experience, but if you've ever taken a large, unruly dog for a walk, that experience, when the dog, for example, they catch a scent and they're interested and they're going to go and follow it, or they decide that they want to get to run when you're trying to keep them to heel on the lead, we're being pulled. It's not comfortable. That's our mind on attachment. But sometimes there's so much other stuff going, we can't recognize how uncomfortable it is. So there are many approaches we take to addressing our attachment. We can look at the faults of the mind. And just that expression, that attachment is the rope that binds us to samsara. Attachment is going to keep me chasing things forever, whether I get them or don't get them. Like, how often we thought that's going to be it, then we get it, this is perfect, but then it's not anymore. Whether it's a job, whether it's a partner, whether it's a home, whatever it might be, again and again and again, it's never arriving. Like, attachment keeps us. Like in the old days, you'd have a donkey pulling a cart way down with things, and there's just a carrot. There's a carrot. And the donkey pulls his weight for miles in the hope of getting that carrot. They could just stop. They could just go on strike and eat all the grass that's around. But that carrot, We have no freedom with attachment. We're like a puppet on a string. We're governed, we're dependent on so many things, and we're so fragile. So how do we get rid of attachment? So one thing is we need to realize that it doesn't work. We need to realize that it's not going to work. And there are many meditations we can do. So, for example, there's the meditation on the unattractiveness or the unpleasantness, like I sort of described right at the beginning. That sort of meditation we can employ. You know, even there's some food, and we're thinking, oh yeah, oh, that's delicious. And if we taste it, we'll get like a sugar rush and so forth. But then if we mentally break it down, it's just fat and it's just sugar. And we think about, what is that? So the fat is going to clog up my arteries. It's going to leave sediments of fat. It's going to make me feel bad. And then the sugar is... It's a medicine. We do, like, if we're wanting to do this, it will work for us. We can think about impermanence. If I have this, I can't hold on to it. I can't keep it. We can think about essencelessness. It's a precious meditation where we imagine traveling and go to our next life. And what remains? We can spend our whole life chasing a certain outcome in this life. Come on, next life, it's disappeared as if it wasn't ever there. We can meditate on the emptiness or selflessness of the object, realizing it's just a projection. Like, that person or that place or that job or whatever it is that I've developed attachment for, I have created in my mind. It doesn't actually exist. It doesn't exist out there, this flawless, immaculate, perfect thing, place, person. If I could just be around it, I would always be happy. So I was saying before that in one sense we're too optimistic, and in another sense we're not nearly optimistic enough. So in the sense of being too optimistic, one of the analogies we use for samsara is like an ocean, and the waves of suffering that crash down upon us. You know, these are all of the problems and the pains and the difficulties. And what we tend to do is we see this wave coming and we steel ourselves to get through it, and we tell ourselves, I've just got to get through this. I've just got to get through this. I've just got to get through this lockdown. I've just got to get through this week. I've got to just get through this project. I've just got to get through this deadline. I've just got to get through this divorce. I've just got to get through this sickness. I've just got to get through this. And the subtext of that is, I've just got to get through this, and then it will be all right. That wave will have passed, and the other side of that wave, it will be plain sailing forever, but it won't. The other side of that wave is another wave, and another, and another, and another, endlessly. The waves of suffering of samsara have no end. Buddha is on the shore with his loudhailer calling out to us, saying, get out of the ocean. But we're still thinking, no, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I'm nearly there. I've just got to get through this wave, and then I'll be there. And so we ignore Buddha. And maybe for some time there is a lull and there's a bit of enjoyment and it's lovely. And we could easily make it to the shore. But we're just going to stay there enjoying it, enjoying something that cannot last until the waves crash down and we can't get out again. Attachment is what keeps us stuck.